Good time to visit with Coach Mack, presented by Farm Bureau Health Wins. Coach, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. Yeah, we had the second day of mini camp today, and DeAndre Hopkins coming in for a visit.
Got that out of the way, huh?
I was going to ask you, had you heard that DeAndre Hopkins is coming Sunday?
Yeah. Well, I've heard he's coming in. I don't know what day.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's Sunday.
I've heard he's coming in, which will be, okay, don't say the Sunday.
Hey, I have a question.
What? Yes, go, Dawn.
I'll just ask the question. I was going to try and preface it, get you to say something, but you know, can the Titans, let's say DeAndre wants to be here. The Titans want him here. Can they make it happen financially?
Well, I don't know exactly how much money they have. What does it say? You guys have those numbers. I think it's somewhere between top seven to 8 million. They'll have to do some reconfiguring.
Yes, I think it's about seven. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they'll have to do some reconfiguring. Plus, they don't have Will Levis signed yet either, do they?
Mm. Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
No, that's true.
That'll take off the seven.
They don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't.
Okay.
So, but I mean, I've balanced a cap before. I've worked a cap for several years. I mean, and look, there's always things that you can do. You just got, you know, sometimes you've got to, borrow from Peter to pay Paul, but it just depends. First of all, he's going to come in for a visit. And then I think the head coach said this and he's right. And here's what you have to do. You get the visit set, you come in, you visit, you find out, you know, where the player is, you find out where the club is. And then if your talks proceed, then you go from there. But you can always figure it out if you have to.
So what is one of these visits with a vet like that who, mm-hmm. you know what he's capable of. He knows what his body's capable of. What does a visit consist of? Physical?
Well, it does. It depends on, you know, of what, if there has been anything, you know, the reason for his release was anything. If he was released, failed physical, then clearly you've got to give him a physical. And a lot of times, I mean, you know, you can have that information released through his agent earlier if he comes in. I'm talking about, you know, with the physical stuff. Of course, that always has to be, you know, agreed upon. That's the first thing. Then your people have to give him a physical if that's what you want to do. Now, you know, if he's been a clean bill of health, you know, with his release, you still do want your people as you go through the process to look at him. Now, Mike Vrabel and Kelly both have history with DeAndre Hopkins, and so they know him fairly. They know him very well, as far as a player and a personality. So it just depends. It depends on which level they want to start these talks on. But the fact that he wants to come in, and that they are going to host him for a visit, is the first step that you got to take.
Yeah. I mean, that's huge, obviously.
No question.
You don't get a second step without that step.
Right. Coach Mack, dude, this isn't a situation where you're just kicking the tires. Not this part of the offseason, is it? You know, you bring guys in and,
No. Look, they know this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got history with this guy.
Okay.
I mean, they know him. They know him. They have history with him. As far as his playing capabilities. You know, I'll be honest. I didn't watch him much when he was at Arizona because mm-hmm. he missed some games. You know, but I know what he was when the Titans were playing him. I mean, I know what that was like. I witnessed all of those up close and in person. And I mean, you know, coming out of Clemson. I mean, this was a guy coming out of Clemson. You know, little tad under 6'2", what, 213, 214. But he is. I mean, first of all, he's got strength. He's got tensile strength. He's not rocked up strength. Tensile strength, like wire cable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got that wire cable type strength,
mm-hmm.
and you know he's got his hand. I think his hand measurement at the combine was 10 inches, but I mean that's like having a 10-inch bear trap on each wrist. I mean that guy has got the strongest hands that I've seen for a receiver, and he's very very nuanced at the end phase point. There's a lot of nuance. It's not like rebounding in basketball. There's a lot that happens close quarters that you've got to be nuanced and you understand body pressure and stuff. He was one of the best ever that I saw, that I tried, you know, that I would watch on tape, seeing how, you know, you're going to try to defend him, because you can be right there. And I mean, I've seen defensive backs, you know, on outcuts, especially on outcuts, you know, with the ball thrown to the outside, trying to get their hand in the basket, but just, you know, it gets bear traps. I mean, he just incredibly strong hands, incredibly strong. And plus, he's a physically tough dude. And as I say, he's got that wire rope type strength that mm-hmm. is, you know, look, the guy's a good player. It never, you know, taking the top off in speed, it never was his deal at Clemson, but he was always open and he always caught it. And that's pretty good for a receiver to start with.
So what does this do for the receiver room? Is Coach Tim Kelly, does he automatically come in with a bib around his neck because he's salivating so much now that he, you know, you got more options, and especially an option like this when you add Chris Moore, Treylon Burks looking like he's taking a step. We seeing Chig, what we expect him to do. What does this do? Not to knock out NWI, Kyle Phillips, and the rest of the game.
Well, you already did, and you did that, so, you know, you can't say you didn't. Here's the deal.
Sorry, that was really late.
Well, didn't he, Don?
I mean, yes, he did.
I appreciate that you called him out on it.
I'm a coach. I mean, I've set rules with dudes. You know, they try to say that. I said, no, you already said it. So let's go on. I know what
the
you
baby
mean.
Didn't leave with the bathwater, well, coach.
Well, first of all, this is a keep your powder dry time to begin with.
All right.
So let's just take some steps.
By the way, I was watching a film called Ava, and she's a hired killer, and John Malkovich is her boss. And so they're having a conversation about some job she did or whatever. And he goes, remember what I always tell you? And she goes, yep, keep my powder dry.
I think John Malkovich got that from me.
I'm definitely saying that.
I clipped that part of the movie and sent it to these guys. We all had a laugh over that.
That's awesome.
Real quick, one more thing about DeAndre Hopkins, and correct me if I'm wrong, because this makes sense in my head.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, so speed receiver loses step and falls off in terms of production. When you're talking about this guy, physically tough, combat catcher, figures out how to get open, even if he were to lose like half a step, like he's still got that skill set and maybe could play longer than the previous receiver I mentioned. Does that make sense?
You know what? Well, let me tell you something. That's a really, really good piece of the scouting report, because if a guy only has vertical speed and that's his calling card, and once you lose that pitch, then all of a sudden you don't have anything else. That's a problem.
Coach Mack, you may Yoro leave the building because you gave him props.
If you've got everything else, that only gets better over time because you can't manufacture that type of experience. Does that make sense?
It makes plenty of sense. It makes so much sense. Mayor just walked out and left when you patted him on
the back. He was so proud that you patted him on mm-hmm. the back that he like dropped his mic and he's done for the day now.
I only, just like in my meeting room, guys, I only give out compliments if you do something good. If you do something bad, no compliment, I'll call you out.
Yeah. This is very true. We experienced that just a minute ago.
That is accurate.
Coach Mack with us.
Ron, let me just say this. I've had dudes like you, but I could always look past it because you could play.
Oh, yeah, okay? No question. Yeah. I'm delivering with the lights on, Coach.
If I had a dude asking wrong questions that couldn't play, I didn't answer them. Because I just didn't want to.
Yeah.
Coach Mack, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Mike Vrabel talked today about how excited he is about where running back Hassan Haskins is. What have you seen from him?
You know, look, Haskins is this kind of player, in my humble opinion, looking at him. That dude's never going to be a dude that's going to stand out when you're in shorts. But you put tackle football pads on, that's the dude you want.
Yeah.
Because he is a pad-em-up player. And the other thing is he's a really good special teams player, but, I mean, that dude is tough as a pine knot now. I mean, he's got some thump to him. But you can't use your thump when you don't have any pads on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yep.
And so those kind of guys, I mean, it's just – look, I've seen it all the time. I have seen guys, you know, say, just take my time here. I've seen guys that have been Lake Amulet All-Americans in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
But you put the pads on, and all of a sudden they disappear. Haskins, when the pads come on, he appears brighter.
That's all right.
I also wrote down to ask you about Arden Key because I keep hearing about him being – we asked Jim White yesterday about leaders on defense, and he said Big Jeff and Arden Key.
Yeah.
Arden Key, I mean, God, I would love to coach Arden Key on my defense. First of all, he's never quiet, okay? He's never quiet. He's always saying something to do two things, to pump his guys up and to rag on the opponent. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the other thing is the variety of moves that I've seen from this guy. I mean, again, we don't have pads on, guys. We don't have pads on, and so on both sides of the line of scrimmage, you've got to really understand that when you're watching guys practice without pads. But he has got an arsenal of pass rush moves, mm-hmm. and the dude is long and gumby. And I love the dude. I would love to coach that dude because he's got the attitude, and plus he's got a little bit of a chip too because you know somebody in the division let him go. So I love the energy that he brings on the practice field. I mean, you've got a big long dog barking on the end, and then you got a big, big, thick dog barking in the middle. That's a good place to start.
Mm. I like that. I like all of that, Coach Mack. I'm talking about that's when I'm fired up right there. Go on, let's blow the whistle. Let's get the game going, baby.
Well, and that's another guy that's
Ron, powder dry.
Okay, my bad.
But that's another guy that, like, remember when DeNico Autry came and he said, look, the Colts could have brought me back and they didn't and I'm pissed.
Yeah.
And Arden Key said basically the same thing about the Jaguars. And, you know, we were talking with Greg Coselli. He's like, that dude literally can play anywhere.
Yeah, and he's an unusual body type because he was leaner when he came into the league. We're still talking about Arden Key.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came into the league, he's filled out now. I mean, but he's still got length. I really have always liked. I liked his game coming out of LSU. I liked his game, and I like it now. And by the way, I love DeNico Autry because DeNico Autry is a nasty dude, and nasty goes a long way with me in defensive players.
Mm-hmm. What is how's Rashad Weaver look? That's a guy that we haven't heard much about.
No, he does the same thing every time. He is full go until they say stop. Full go until they say stop, and that's how he has made his mark. Because when you watch him, I mean, he's a speed to power guy, but he's a guy that relentless. And if you're going to write a report on him, one of the things that you would put as a plus is he's relentless, and that's a big plus right now. I mean, as far as for a rotation, for what he looks like, I mean, this defensive front, when everybody was out there, and I'm not saying things out of school because I get to watch them every day. You know, they're playing guys at different spots too. And I mean, that type of stuff I love watching.
That's what they asked for. Interchangeable parts. You got to have them. Yeah, I love that.
Coach Mack presented by Farm Bureau Health Wins, Titans minicamp going on. And that's a great visit we just had, man. You covered a lot of stuff there, and we're anxious to see what happens on Sunday for sure.
Guys, you know how much I love talking ball with you guys. And Brent, congratulations on getting the best grade in the class today. Ron, work a little harder.
Boom, baby. Thank you, Coach.
That's my guy right there.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.